We welcome in the brand new mayor of Santa Rosa, and I think that maybe, aside from his wife, I might be the first one to say good morning, Mr. Mayor Tom Schwedhelm. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Pat. You absolutely are the second person to wish me good morning.
Very good. Very good, Mr. Mayor. Congratulations. It was a unanimous vote last night. That had to feel pretty good.
Yeah, it was very nice. And again, as I mentioned to several people, we really are a great working group together. And the addition of Victoria, I think, is going to be a wonderful addition. She brings a unique skill set to our team.
Yes, she seemed a little tentative last night, but I guess that's to be expected at your very first city council meeting.
It is different. You know, when you're in the audience, you know, I think we have about a 150-person chamber looking down on the seven of us. And then now all of a sudden where everyone's looking at you, it is a little bit of a change and something that takes a little getting used to.
What will your priorities be as mayor, Mayor Schwedhelm?
You know, it's kind of interesting. A lot of people have asked me that. And it's not like, oh, this is, as the mayor, these are my priorities. My priorities are us as a city council continuing to work together on the issues facing Santa Rosa, which mean increasing our housing, dealing with our homelessness situation, dealing with our rebuild efforts, working on our budget and organizational structure. Those will still be my focused areas.
Yeah, and at least at least one of those circumstances, I think, Tom, is going to be changing as the rebuilding continues and people decide probably over the course of the next year, next several months, whether they will actually be able to rebuild and stay here, and it could mean a lot of changes for our community coming up.
Yeah, we heard some great news from Assistant City Manager David Gillen last night about the number of homes in the rebuild process. You know, we're about halfway there, but so it sounds great when you hear like almost 900 homes are have permits in the process, but we have, I think he said, about another 1,500 to go.
Yeah,
we're almost up to 100 people actually moving back in, which is fabulous. So, again, we're making that progress, but realizing how much further we've got to go, there's a lot of work ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of work. And the homeless situation, could be affected partially by the recovery issues, too. So it's all kind of wound together. But I think you make a good point that you already have a working relationship with the majority of the council at this point. So that's got to be helpful.
Absolutely. You know, and one thing I do want to say that I am, and I'm not going to call it a focus, but I'm just going to try to spend some additional time on, we're at district elections now, and so now District 2, 4, and 6 have representatives, and then we have 1, 3, 5, and 7, and specifically Districts 1 and 7, there's no one has ever been on the city council from those two areas of town, so I really want to try to demystify what it's like and show the advantages and challenges of working for the city. So I plan on doing a lot of outreach in those two specific districts to let the folks there who may be interested know this is what it's like and hear the benefits of actually getting engaged in municipal government.
Yeah, you're the first district mayor in Santa Rosa, so that's something right there. And we will be moving forward. Now, what's the holiday schedule for the council?
This is it. This is our last meeting for 2018. We don't start up again, I think, until January 8th of 2019. That doesn't mean the city won't be at work or I won't be working. I'll be going in later this afternoon to start some of those getting situated as mayor, put it that way. So a lot of work will still be going on, even though we won't be formally meeting until 2019.
And understandably, Tom, there was a lot of love in the room last night for outgoing Mayor Chris Corsi.
Yeah, I really appreciated the efforts that Chris had done. We developed a very strong, both personal and working relationship. It was nice, it's kind of like that bad mojo talking about a position that you don't know if you're going to get until last night. But Chris and I had met for a couple times to try to do a smooth transition from his term as mayor into my term as mayor. And so he's been very supportive, and he's not going anywhere. He's promised me that he will answer my phone calls because I know I'm going to have questions
Yes.
moving forward.
Yeah.
I just don't know what they are yet.
Well, all in good time. All in good time. Is it a little bit scary, though, Mayor Schwedhelm, when you think about the kind of position that Mayor Corsi was thrust into during the fires and that, something akin to that could happen to you?
Well, let's hope I don't have to deal with anything such that Mayor Corsi had to do related to the fire.
Amen.
But as you know, I had been chief of police, and that was one of the things too that when I was a police captain, you see what it looks like looking up at the chief position, and then when you get there, all of a sudden there's a little wow, now it's me that they're looking at, and I think there will be a sense of that on the city council. You know, before I was one of five other council persons. I had been one term as vice mayor, so now it's like I'll be presiding over the meeting. So it is going to be a new view of the world, but I'm really looking forward to the challenges.
Well, you're going to get even more invitations to things now, that's for sure.
I can hardly wait. The cards and letters are coming already.
Very good. Well, congratulations to you, Mr. Mayor, and we look forward to a great and consistent relationship with you on the air.
I really appreciate that, and I prefer Tom, Pat.
Well, we'll do that maybe after the first day. For now, this morning, okay. It's Mr. Mayor.
I really appreciate that. Thank you so much, Pat.
All right, we'll talk to you soon. That is the brand new mayor of Santa Rosa, that is, Mayor Tom Schwedhelm, former police chief of the city of Santa Rosa, too. And we enter something of a new era this morning.